survives into another day, and I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. I had another dream about a lion.
Bruce Coburn on Stay Human. My name is Michael Goldberg. I really like a song that makes you feel like anything's possible. Peaceful lions, even some kind of ecstasy. I like to hear songs that prove to you that this is your world. You're no demographic nor anybody's tool. Lions are grouped in a pride, like a parliament of crows or an exaltation of larks, a gaggle of children, a festival throng. Today on Stay Human, some thoughts on being alone and being in a crowd, the festival kind. You know, it's odd that there's no word for large masses of happy people. Crowd is inevitably tinged with the negatives. What's crowded always has too many people, and the meaning readily shifts to mob. The word congregation or assembly is far too formal, too organized. I kind of like the old Anglo-Saxon word throng, even though its etymological roots imply pushing and jostling. I've been in a lot of throngs without any pushing, throngs that I've really enjoyed. The Women's March and other demonstrations come to mind. The all-school picnic, Frenchman Street in New Orleans, that's a throng that's always going strong, like the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Coming up, we'll be hearing some artists from the festival, like Bruce Coburn, he's performed there, and a story about generations of folkies. Living in the woods, most of my friends and neighbors are crowd-averse. But for me, solitude and solidarity withdrawal from the world and immersion in it are not really opposites, not any more than reality and fantasy are opposites, separate realms. There is no reality that doesn't contain fantasy, that is, the stories we make up about it. And there is no solitude that excludes all the places you've been, the people you've known and seen, all the lives going on without us. And there's no crowd too small to get lost in, or so big that you're not still, after all, alone. We need both, like light and darkness, like bread and roses. We need to be both part of the throng and all by ourselves if we hope to stay human.
The ground beneath my feet, I know, was made for me. There is no any one place where I belong. My spirit's meant to be free, and so now everyone will see. Life was made for us to be what we want to be. And if it's your world, it's yours and yours and yours. And what you see, what not meant for me, is your world. You don't have to be lonely, cause in your world, you are truly free. The thoughts that fill my mind are a very special kind, because they're home to me and me alone. And then I realize that we all have a home inside. It was meant for us to be what we want to be. And it's your world, it's yours and yours and yours.
That's a song that makes me just love being on the radio, just me and Gil Scott-Heron. It's a little bit like being all alone, you know, in the studio, cocooned by headphones, except I'm right there with him, and I'm with you wherever you are right now. It's a gas, and I'm grateful to Northern Community Radio for making it possible. I've been thinking, though, that I kind of need to unplug for a little while, maybe in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. That's where I always go when I'm in the dentist chair, trying to conjure the stillness, the quiet repetition of paddle and rippling waves. It's been years since I've been there, so long that the vast stretch of lakes and woods has changed. For the plants and animals that live there every year, every season, presents a changing landscape, new opportunities and new dangers. And in the years since, there have been fires, blowdowns, regenerations. It changes all right, but it changes at the rate of creation. In human terms, because we've agreed to protect it from ourselves, it changes not at all. Sometimes the world is too much with me. I long for day three in the Boundary Waters. When you put in that first day, your mind is all occupied with schedules, gear, expectations. Where's that first campsite? Even on day two, the map is frequently consulted. Modifications are considered in clothing, stowage, technique, itinerary. And really, the limitation is there's still that astonished view of yourself from the outside. Wow, here I am. By day three, though, it feels like I've never been anywhere else, never done anything else, just glide forever across the waters, ever-changing, ever-changeless. The kiss of air and whisper of paddle, the presence of the world without us. When we see another canoe, we say, ugh, humans, and head the other way. We want to be alone because in solitude we can find and lose ourselves.
get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night we found each other. Let's get lost. Defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night we found each other. Let's get lost. Oh, let's get lost.
That's Chet Baker on Stay Human. You know, it's probably not so easy to get lost as it used to be, but that'll never keep us from trying to. Writer Steve Downing knows how to get into the thick of things and how to get away from it all. He stopped by to tell me how solitude and crowds work for him.
Crowds and solitude. Woody Allen and Brian Wilson are both agoraphobics. Me too. This is surely the only time I'll be able to reference Woody Allen, Brian Wilson, and Me Too in the same context. The ancient Greeks noticed that some people just do not do well when the agora, a marketplace that doubled as a public convening space, when the agora filled up. Some of us are simply not comfortable amid the stimuli, the tumult, and the shoulder rubbing required in crowds of fellow human beings. My anxiety in the crowd, and this is a classic component of agoraphobia, my anxiety isn't so much about numbers of people. It has to do with my concern that I have conceded control. I'm not in charge even of my own ability to leave the building. Unless, this is key, unless I can stake out a spot at the farthest edge of the crowd, way at the back, or out at the stage left or right sideline, with empty space and the exit signs behind me, then I can make a deal with myself out in the margin. The irony here, that's where the bad guys find their first targets, the world we live in. Another irony in fear of crowds, agoraphobia, is that it can strike you when you suddenly find yourself home, alone, out of control of that scene, too, because you're on your own. We are job security for psychiatrists, aren't we? In my case, I can at least claim that being alone, solitude, does not set off a single agoraphobic bell. I did not know what solitude meant until I was 21 years old. Growing up in a big, close-knit, and busy family, the only solitude you experienced was when you and the rest of the gang were asleep. My senior year in college, I finagled a single room in the dormitory. It was transformative. That same year, I found myself in Washington, D.C. It was a war protest weekend. There were some 500,000 of us there. And at one point, on the knoll at the Washington Monument, I realized I was indeed stuck in the middle of that crowd, and a creeping panic set in. That was a first for me, also transformative. I still have plenty of commitments that put me in the company of crowds, large and small, and I've developed coping skills, but my natural state is solitude. A seldom used synonym for solitude is retirement, as in retiring from others, making yourself remote. And in my actual retirement now, there's more time for that. I'm home, alone, a lot. I know where all the doors are, and when a crowd gathers here, it's always my own damn fault. Besides Woody Allen, Brian Wilson, and me, not even 2% of the adult population suffers from agoraphobia, but the numbers are growing. Psychiatry theorizes that in modern life's ubiquity of cars and unstopping urbanization, the public space has ballooned and private space has shrunk, making more of us more squeamish about being around us. And you have to wonder where that is headed. I'm flashing back to the Beach Boys' hit song from 1960-something, In My Room. That's where I'm headed right now.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to. As for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea.
In a few weeks, out on the Manitoba Prairie, throngs of humans will create the spectacle of the Winnipeg Folk Festival. The meaning of the festival's name has changed over its 40-plus years. If it was to be named now for a musical genre, it would have to be called the Winnipeg Music Festival. But the Winnipeg Festival folk do retain the spirit of the countercultural movements of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, you know, the folk era. I mean, all the folk, not just the festival's organizers and the performers. All of them create a celebration of humans at their best. That's where I learned to lose myself in a crowd. First, there's the constant motion of the mass in brightly colored clothes and bare shoulders and knees, in pairs and clusters, beautiful at all ages and every shape, moving in all directions or just watching the crowd. Walking into the festival grounds for the first time each year, it looks exactly like it did the last time I'd seen it. So I can imagine it is always happening, with me or without me. It's in festival time, like storybook time, always now. Whenever and wherever humans congregate, emotions get amplified. Whether it's the laughing audience at the movies, a frustrated public meeting, even a silent group moving through rooms of great works of art, the emotional responses of each mirror and are heightened by the emotions of all. This evolved for us living in small groups, but the larger the grouping, the greater the effect. And if it's a throng thrilled to be there, full of play, soaring on music and feeling the beat, the amplified emotion is an altered state, reaches a register that only comes from the crowd. Sometimes in this altered state, I have found myself mind surfing, touching or tasting the thoughts and pictures in other people's heads, not mind reading, just glimpses. More than once, a few paces beyond a passing eye contact, I've turned around to exchange a few words, sometimes even deeply personal words. I remember Grace there, who told me that in past years she'd come to the festival with her daughter and that she was missing her and concerned for her safety. And after she had told me the story, I said, "Are you a minister or a spiritual healer of some kind?" And she said, "I'm a psychiatrist," and she looked deep into my eyes. Living together means each of us trying to see ourselves in others, not only recognizing that other people are as real as me, but in essence, just like me. And when us is not just our group or familiar faces, but a throng of strangers, we can see ourselves in everyone and lose ourselves in the crowd.
ball. Hail, hail, wrecking ball.
That's Shovels and Rope, always a favorite at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, which is coming up July 6th through 9th, and it's not too late for you to get there. The other day, I talked to a couple of my festival favorites, my friends Pat Eliason and his daughter Rose. They go every year. In fact, Rose and her older sister Lily have been there with their folks without fail since they were each 1 year old. I asked Rose what it was like being there when she was so small.
As a little kid, it was kind of like going to the carnival, but it was a carnival that didn't have any scary clowns that you had to avoid. Let's see. So there was this arts and crafts tent that we would spend probably our entire days in until the night stage started. And it was the kids' music tent, too. And there was this performer, Al Simmons, who was just kind of this whimsical being and still is this whimsical being to all of us. But we would look forward the whole weekend to seeing his final performance, and our parents would come and miss their maybe preferred shows to come and sit with us and watch as we were just mystified by all of the events that were happening in the children's tent.
If they spent their whole day there, that meant one of us had to be around there all day, which usually ended up being me for some reason. So I spent a lot of time in the sand pile and in the kids area, but they have great entertainment there too, so it didn't really matter. I think after they got a certain age, then we were comfortable with it because you felt really safe there. And they had all kinds of staff there, so you really didn't have to worry once they were of the age where they could, you know, I would say, you know, six maybe in that area, then I felt comfortable leaving them alone. I've always trusted their judgment, and I always seem to trust the judgment of the people around. There's always enough, a very healthy bunch of people as far as family-friendly, a very family-oriented event.
I have a very clear memory. I think it was when I was a little bit older. I was probably about 8 or 9, and so I was kind of this entrepreneurial kid, and I would always go to the kids' tent and take this, it was like this electrician wire that they had that was in all different colors, and it was like our most favorite toy to play with. And I would make bracelets out of the wire, and I would go around the festival at night because we'd be sitting at the front of the main stage, and I would go and sell these wire bracelets that I had made for a loonie or a toonie, and people would just like love it and then buy them, and then I would go get an ice cream treat the next day, and that was probably one of my favorite earlier memories.
Yes, I think I might have bought some of those bracelets myself.
I think you did.
One of my favorite memories is Arlo Guthrie was going to play. This was just a couple years ago. And he was going to be up next, and the girls were going to go get something to eat. And I said, okay, you can go get something to eat, but first, just for me, sit down and listen to his first song. Just listen to him start, and if, you know, then you can go. I just for me, do that because he's so great. I just love Arlo, and I wanted them to experience Arlo and make, you know, I wanted them to see, you know, I didn't want them to run off and then come in the middle of it or whatever. I wanted them to hear the start, and they sat down and listened, and they never left. And that was probably one of my favorite memories because Arlo has been so important in my life since I was a teenager when I was introduced to his music.
So you would not miss it for the world.
Yes, actually, Lily's coming back from Kathmandu, Nepal to attend. Last year she came back from Malaysia to attend.
Yeah, I picked her up on the airport on the way to the festival in Winnipeg. So it's an event that we do not miss. Basically, when you're at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, the moment you get on the ground, since we don't have any cellular service up there because it's in Canada, we have found out that every time that we really need to, like, find someone, say we want to find $10 from Dad to go get dinner, or we've been looking for Mom for a little while, if we're thinking about it and we're like, okay, where is Mom at? About 2 minutes later, we will without fail run into them. And it's kind of, we call it the Winnipeg effect, where it just works. And it's kind of goes to the whole energy that's there. There's just this very pure energy coursing through everyone. And it's just when you need it, you can kind of feel it. And then somehow you just end up going the right way to find wherever you should be.
That's Rose Eliason and her dad, Pat Eliason, describing for us the Winnipeg effect. I'm going to remember what Rose said about the pure energy, because I think if we're lucky, it might apply some other circumstances in addition to the festival. She said, when you need it, you can find it, and you just go the right way wherever you should be. She suggested I play this song by a group that'll be performing at the festival this year, the Lockpicks, headed up by Eli Hebel, originally from Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Say your prayers and go to bed and try your best to sleep. And if you die before you wake, the hills your soul will keep. And in the morning when you cry beneath that family tree, fallen leaves and twisted branches lost will set you free. But your father works for the mountains, your father works for the hills, your father works for the company, and he'll work till he is killed.
Lockpicks with their Iron Range inspired song, Father Works. Pat talking before about Arlo Guthrie reminded me of the last time that I saw him in performance. It was at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. He introduced this next song saying he had just learned it the night before in his hotel room. His granddaughter sent it to him via YouTube, which was still kind of a novelty back then. She and her mom had just written and recorded it. Here it is, Arlo Guthrie in festival performance.
Goes, take me to show and tell. 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 That's the chorus. Take me to show and tell. Take me to show and tell. Take me to show and tell. Show and tell. Brought a bear to show and tell. It didn't go over very well. You could hear the teacher yell, don't bring a bear to show and tell. Take me 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 to show and tell. Brought a turtle to show and tell. He didn't come out of his shell. I guess he's just shy. Oh well, take a turtle to show and tell. Take me 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 to show and tell. I brought a spider to show and tell. Didn't go over really well. All I heard was the teacher yell, don't bring that spider to show and tell. Take me to show and tell. You're getting it. Take me to show and tell. Take me to show and tell. Take me to show and tell. All I say is that I offered to go with her to show and tell. And she wouldn't take me. I mean, she could have said, you know, this is my pop, and but she wouldn't have been able to say much. So I was going to add a verse, but I'm running out of my mind here. I mean, you know, you only have so much brain. And I'm at the cutting edge of the end of it. I'm what's left of who I used to be. But I'm having a good time, so...
Take me to show and tell. I promise I won't scream and yell. Take me to show and tell. Take me to show and tell. I brought a bear to show and tell. He could count all pretty well. 6 plus 6 is 12. Take a bear to show and tell. I took a drum to show and tell. I like to bang it, can't you tell? A little loud, oh well, take a drum to show and tell. Take me 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 to show and tell. I took a turtle to show and tell. He didn't come out of his shell. little shy, I guess. Oh well, take a turtle to show and tell. I took a spider to show and tell. It didn't go over very well. The teacher ran out the door and yelled, "Don't bring that spider back to show and tell. Take me 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 to show and tell." How did I do this time?
That was Sarah Lee Guthrie, a professional musician like her dad, performing that song with her daughter, Sophia Orion, who co-wrote the song. I don't know if Sophia will make a living making music, but it tickles me that she writes great children's songs just like her great-grandpa. Here's Woody Guthrie with a song he wrote when Arlo was just a rugrat.
I'll write and I'll draw and I'll spell you a word, big A and a little A and a middle size A. I'll make you a number, 2, 6, and 1, and I'll scramble them around so you can see them run. Take my pencil, crayon and brush, big B and a little B and a new kind of B. I'll spell 10 Kit Kats up in a tree and squish them around so you can see. Write, 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 scribble, oh, scrab, big C, little C, middle size C. Write my mommy and write my dad, prettiest letter I ever did read. Splish, splash, splish, splash, chicky my choke, mama D, papa D, little baby D. Double one, double two, double X, Y, Z, red, blue, and yellow, and a brown eye green. I dibble, I dabble, I doodle, I write, grandma E, grandpa E, and a freckle-faced D. Everybody climbing a green leaf tree, the funniest people I ever did see.
I lived in a place called Ofusky, and I had a little girl in a holler tree. I said, "Little girl, it's plain to see, ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me." She said, "It's hard for me to see how one little boy got so ugly. Yes, my little girlie, that might be, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, there ain't nobody that can sing like me." We walked down by the Buckeye Creek to see the froggy, the goggle-eye bee, to hear that west wind whistle to the east. There ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Oh, my little girlie, will you let me see way over yonder where the wind blows free? Nobody can see in our holler tree, and there ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, there ain't nobody that can sing like me.
Her mama cut a switch from a cherry tree and laid it on to she and me. She stung lots worse than a hive of bees. But there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Now I've walked a long, long ways. Still look back to my Tanglewood days. I've led lots of girls since then to stray. Saying ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me.
That's a Woody Guthrie song, one of my favorites, discovered long after his death in his notebooks, I guess, set to music and performed by Billy Bragg. You're listening to Stay Human on Northern Community Radio. They called him Red Woody, the ones who thought he was an enemy of the state. But the state was not the only thing that he fought, Woody Guthrie. Here's something he said. I hate a song that makes you think that you are not any good. I hate a song that makes you think that you are just born to lose, bound to lose, no good to nobody, no good for nothing. Because you're too old or too young or too fat or too slim or too ugly or too this or too that. Songs that run you down or poke fun at you on account of your bad luck or hard traveling. I am out to fight those songs to my very last breath of air and my last drop of blood. I am out to sing songs that will prove to you that this is your world, and that if it has hit you pretty hard and knocked you for a dozen loops, no matter what color, what size you are, how you are built, I am out to sing the songs that make you take pride in yourself and in your work. And the songs that I sing are made up, for the most part, by all sorts of folks just about like you. I could hire out to the other side, the big money side, and get several dollars every week just to quit singing my own kind of songs and to sing the kind that knock you down still farther and the ones that poke fun at you. But I decided a long time ago that I'd starve to death before I'd sing any such songs as that. The radio waves and your movies and your jukeboxes and your songbooks are already loaded down and running over with such no-good songs as that anyhow. I am out to sing songs that will prove to you that this is your world. So said Woody Guthrie. My name is Michael Goldberg, and I hope you have good songs to sing, and that you might find yourself singing them, maybe when there's no one to hear, or maybe singing them in duos, in choirs, in full-throated throngs. Maybe we'll get a chance to sing together, or anyway, make sure we can feel the beat, clap our hands and raise our heads and, you know, be a spirit. Don't be no ghost. If I'm gonna be alone, let it be with you.
Standing at the station, we don't know what to say. Looking out the window as you're rolling away. If I'm gonna be alone, let it be with you. Mother, don't you cry, we're gonna be all right. Open up your suitcase when you get there tonight. You're not alone. hold me to. So don't give up on me. I'll never give up on you. Everything's gonna be alright. I know you believe it too. If I'm gonna be always come back to this.